a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
So call the meeting to order. It's House Appropriations. Greetings to the internet listeners. Unfortunately for you, we have candy. They may vicariously enjoy what we have in front of us. Seeing how it's Valentine's Day. Reminder, everyone to turn off their cell phones. Secretary, call the roll.
Wismer.
Here.
Holly. Dryden.
Here.
Bolin.
Here.
Mickelson.
Here.
Werner.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Romkema.
Here.
A quorum is present.
We have no minutes today. However, I have assigned the minutes from the five previous meetings, and we'll hear reports from you all at some future meeting, or if you've been so expedient, you could be approved. I would accept approval minutes right immediately.
I'd move
Representative Werner.
Thank you, Chair. I'd move January 29th's minutes for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion. We have approved minutes for 29th.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move approval of the minutes of February 7th.
Is there a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. President Bolin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the approval of the minutes for Wednesday, February 13th, House Appropriations Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, Representative Bolin.
Chair.
Representative Dryden.
I'll move the House Appropriations Committee meeting minutes of January 24th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Everyone signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Hager.
Mr. Chair, thank you. After a thorough review, I move we approve the minutes for Wednesday, February 13th.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And Representative Holly, we'll just wait for yours a little later. You've been assigned a set of minutes. However, you just came in, and so we don't expect you to. I know you're a speed reader, but we'll give you a little time for that. We can do it later in the session. Okay, testifiers, we do have a page this morning. If you want to come forward and tell us where you're from, where you're going to school, and all about yourself.
Hi, my name is Tommy Nealon. I'm from Watertown, and after high school, I plan on going to Bradley University to study history and political science.
Good for you. Thank you. Okay, Representative Holly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes for January 31st.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Representative Holly. Testifiers, if you'd wear your badges, and when you testify, please address your comments to the chair, please. Appreciate it. Our first bill this morning is Senate Bill 29. This is to authorize the Department of the Military to purchase land for use by the South Dakota Army National Guard to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. Are there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tim Reich. I'm the Secretary for the South Dakota Department of the Military and the Adjutant General for the South Dakota National Guard. I'm here to testify in favor of Senate Bill 29, which would make a special appropriation to purchase Track 4, Knobok Edition, 18.9 acres from the city of Sioux Falls for $355,000. This land, the page just handed out an aerial map, and this land is adjacent to our unit training and equipment site on East Benson Road in Sioux Falls. If you look at the map, that shows the junction of I-229 and Benson Road on the left-hand side, and the parcel is 9/10 of a mile east of there. You can see in the blue, depicted in blue, is an area of about 35 acres currently owned by the South Dakota National Guard, where we have our unit training and equipment site. And the proposed acquisition is immediately to the east of there of 19 acres. This land was previously used for training soldiers. However, the lease for this and other adjacent lands was not renewed by the city of Sioux Falls in 2011. An additional 36 acres of adjacent leased training land was withdrawn by a different owner in 2014, and that would be the kind of the green hatched area in the northwest corner of that purple parcel on your map. Continued loss of training land jeopardizes the readiness of soldiers, reduces training time, and increases expenses due to the transporting of equipment. Continuing urban encroachment jeopardizes the viability of our unit training and equipment site and its ability to support the Sioux Falls Armory, Flandreau Armory, and Yankton Armory. The acquisition of this land will provide a buffer between the existing unit training and equipment site and urban development. It will also ensure that we would be able to expand our unit training and equipment site in the future if needed. An appraisal was conducted on August 19, 2011, and it came back at $355,000, which, of course, is the exact number proposed in this bill. Again, the owner of the parcel is the city of Sioux Falls, and they've agreed to honor that appraisal, even though it'll be almost 2 years old, probably by the time we're able to purchase the land, subject to your approval. That completes my testimony, Mr. Chairman, subject to your questions.
Are there any other proponents? Are there any other proponents? Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Committee questions. Representative Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. General Reich, that's still the maintenance facility there, and that's still the MRS maintenance facility primarily is what's out there then?
Yes, Representative.
And the investment that we've got in that is probably what? That's a pretty nice facility.
It'd be tens of millions of dollars, I would guess. And the other thing is, if we ever do have to build a new building or something like that, the federal government pays for the building, but the state or the locale is always responsible for the land underneath it and the utilities. We don't have any plans to do any of that now, but it's easier to buy it now than it would be when the city of Sioux Falls is wrapped around it. So, thank you.
Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I assume the governor's included the appropriation in his budget recommendation?
Yes, Representative, I forgot to say that. I'm not up here freelancing. Maybe a little.
Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The property directly to the north is the orange and green, lease not renewed. Is that property that you've used in the past, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, yes. Yes, it is. All of those colored areas had been leased by the South Dakota National Guard over the years, and you can see the orange pieces, both pieces, the piece that we're going to propose to buy and the other one, were not renewed in 2011, and we seems to be kind of a trend that we're now losing some in 2014, and so we really feel that this is necessary to try to hang on to what we've been using.
Thank you. With the loss of this lease, where are you going to do your training at now? You're going to have to move it from point A to point B. Where's point B going to be, sir?
Mr. Chairman, we still will be able to use the part in purple and green until 2014, and then we'll lose the green part in 2014, and that purple lease will be renewed. So we still have some area out there to train on, but it's getting smaller.
Thank you. General, what type of training? Are we infantry or tanks or?
Yes, as Representative Hawley stated, we've got MLRS, artillery, and some other types of units can use this as well, just to get them out into a field environment, use the equipment out in the field, and set up in a field location.
Supervisor Werner.
Thank you. The purple that you have a lease there to 214, who owns that?
I don't know offhand, Representative. I can find out and get back to you.
Is it the city?
I think that's Sweetman, gravel people.
Yes. Thank you, Representative Michelson. Any further committee questions? Committee discussion? President Hawley.
Thank you. Just a quick comment. As you know from the briefings by the general, they're going to more regional in our armories. And along with that is the training sites. And this is the only training site for the Sioux Falls area that was up there. And when I had 1st Battalion, that's when they first got this lease developed, and they came back and built the MRS maintenance program buildings there. But it's extremely important that we keep this in a relatively close area to the armory for training long term. And there's not a lot of other options around south around Sioux Falls. Back then, we did a lot of looking, where can we go to train? And they do need to get out of an armory into the field environment, at least drive the tracks around and set the equipment up. Obviously, they don't fire the rockets there, but they do need to get out and move them and exercise them for their training. So I really hope we support this.
Representative Michelson.
Well, occasionally I'll make comments. Mr. Secretary, this is it's a strategic. It's next to your existing investment. It's 19 acres of land on the edge of Sioux Falls, and development is coming. You know, it's coming sooner than you think right there, and you're buying it right. So this is, you've done a good job with the people's money here. Thank you.
Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, yeah, I think this is a great deal. I'm partial to the location since it's in my legislative district. You just have to promise that if you do fire any rockets, that you only fire them in certain locations, please.
Okay, committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd recommend a due pass on Senate Bill 29.
Discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the vote.
Wismer?
Aye.
Hawley?
Yes, aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Michelson?
Aye.
Werner? Hager?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Rompkema?
Aye.
Okay, and I got Werner. Okay, 9 yeas.
Having received sufficient votes, Senate Bill 29 is hereby passed. Next bill we will hear is Senate Bill 30. This is to authorize the Department of the Military to construct a motor vehicle storage building in Sioux Falls, to make an appropriation therefor, and to declare an emergency. Are there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Excuse me. Tim Reich, Secretary of the Military, again. The page is passing out an aerial map for Senate Bill 30, which is requesting approval of $650,000 in federal fund expenditure authority for the construction of a motor vehicle storage building. This building will be paid for with 100% federal funds, and it's located on the Sioux Falls Regional Readiness Center near Joe Foss Field, in the immediate vicinity of Sioux Falls. So when you all get your maps out there, I'll talk a little bit about them. The aerial view that you have in front of you shows our South Dakota Army National Guard campus, which is at the northwest end of the airfield in Sioux Falls. And the proposed location of the motor vehicle storage building is depicted in red there. You can see there's a lot of semi-trucks and trailers and other equipment of ours that's currently located on that parking lot. The motor vehicle storage building will provide up to 20,000 square feet of storage for vehicles and equipment, providing protection from extreme weather conditions. The protection will extend the life cycle of the equipment, reduce maintenance costs, and increase vehicle equipment availability due to reduced downtime for maintenance and repair.
It will also improve soldier readiness in support of state and federal missions. If, as an example, in the middle of the winter, if we've got equipment that's stored inside there, it's not covered with snow, it'll start up if we've got to respond to a state emergency. And again, this is 100% federal expenditure authority, and I would appreciate your support of this bill. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents? Are there any other proponents? Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Hearing none. Committee questions. Representative Werner.
Thank you. Explain the property you're going on, what the terms are as far as you being able to control that for the future. What's the lease arrangement there?
Mr. Chairman, we've got a long-term lease of the property for the Sioux Falls Airport Authority. This is pretty consistent with all of our land that's around airports, both in Rapid City and Sioux Falls. We typically enter into a 99-year lease. We've got to have at least 35 years left on the lease in order to put up a building of this nature. And I believe we're in a 40 to 45-year range of remaining on the lease that's contemplated here.
Follow up. Thank you. The other question I had when I was looking at this, you're a little over $30 a foot, and you're going to put plumbing and heating and water and sewer and electrical facilities in there. How big a sidewalls do you have on there? It seems like a pretty reasonable price. What's the sidewalls and door openings?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't bring my engineer along, but it's an unheated building, so it will be an insulated with concrete floor, but unheated. I'm just guessing the sidewalls would be in that 18 to 20 foot range, 16 to 20 foot is my guess.
And so you've got a engineer's estimate of that cost?
Mr. Chairman.
That's recent?
Yes, we do.
Representative Mickelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, building materials, metal, or is this concrete, tilt-up? What are your building materials?
Chairman, it will be a steel frame building and a colored tin exterior with insulation.
Go ahead.
I do have a follow-up question, and this is kind of I'm new in this, so how does the federal appropriation process work for you? I mean, could you go to them and say, I want to do something tilt-up concrete and I need another $300,000, $400,000 to make that work?
Mr. Chairman, I think it depends upon the application. Some of the bigger projects are included in the federal MILCON appropriation, which comes out annually, and MILCON is a five-year plan, and as an example, the fiscal year 2018 MILCON is due out this month, and they don't know if it's going to get out in February or not. That's for larger projects like armories and so forth. This particular project is another pot of money. Every state is allocated a certain amount of dollars, kind of M&R type dollars that they can compete for. Some are just maintenance and repair, some are modernization dollars, and then there's another kind of set of money that really falls under here is what, based on the number of units and the type of unit that you have, you're allocated so much office space. And based on the number of and type of equipment that you have sitting outside, you're authorized a certain amount of cold storage. And this would be cold storage authorization. And actually, we've got a lot of units in Sioux Falls, and they're authorized, 76,000 square feet of cold storage. We're only planning on putting 20,000 here, and we're going to take the items that we believe would be best served by staying inside, and we're a little bit limited also in the amount of space we have there.
Follow up.
you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So you get, there's different buckets of money, and you get an allocation. The federal government looks at each state and says, this is what you deliver us in terms of number of units. You're going to get an M&R budget of, I'll make a number up, $3 million, $4 million. And from that, you can decide how to spend it within certain parameters. And it's from that bucket of a general federal allocation that you're pulling out $650 to build this cold storage unit?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the $650 for this is a special allocation. It's not part of the M&R. It's a special allocation based on what the units that are located at Sioux Falls would be entitled to for cold storage. So it's not going to short our maintenance and repair dollars. It's an authorization that would be aside from that. So we're not going to be shorting our maintenance dollars. This is almost every National Guard and Armory in the state has got a cold storage building, and most of them are kind of small. As an example, the one in Watertown is quite large. It's going up there, but the one in Madison is fairly small. It's not large enough to hold vehicles. But this one will be large enough to park some vehicles in, and it won't take away from our maintenance dollars that are going to be used to maintain the armories.
Representative Werner.
Thank you. So this red area, I'm trying to get a perspective of how this building is going to lay on here for a footprint. How many square feet is that red area? Because if I stacked all these vehicles in here, it would probably take up half that area. I'm trying to figure out how big is that red area, and can you get all the vehicles that are on this picture in that building? Do you follow my question?
Mr. Chairman. Yes, I do, Representative, and I sure wish I'd have brought my engineer along. But I'm just guessing that the building will probably take up less than one-fourth of that area.
So a fair assumption would be all the vehicles that are in this picture here probably will not go in the building.
That's, Mr. Chairman, absolutely that's correct.
Okay. And just for future, you know, it would be nice to have a footprint laid out similar to what you did on here. That would be great. Follow-up?
Follow-up.
So how do you handle a cost overrun or something? How does the federal government handle that? I assume you've been allocated $650. Let's say this comes in at $675, $700. How does that get handled?
Mr. Chairman, we would have to go back to the people that dispersed the federal dollars and see if we couldn't get some more or refuse all the bids and try to take another bid up. But we would not start construction unless we knew we had the money that it was going to take to complete the construction.
Representative Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Secretary, my question is, is there any concern on your part that the federal money is at risk because of sequestration?
Mr. Chairman, yes, there is, Representative. I would be out of line to suggest otherwise. We've been told that we could plan to get this money, but we don't have the money yet. And there isn't a budget passed. The National Defense Authorization Act has passed, but this isn't 100% done deal. Even if the bill passes, we still are contingent on the feds coming through with the dollars.
Further questions? Committee discussion. Seeing no discussion, committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd recommend a due pass on Senate Bill 3-0.
Is there a second? Discussion? So, having no discussion, Secretary, call the vote.
Wismer.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Mickelson.
Aye.
Werner.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Rompkema.
Aye.
9 yeas.
Having received sufficient votes, Senate Bill 30 is declared passed. Next bill is Senate Bill 239. Are there any proponents?
Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Members of the committee, happy Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's Day. I woke up early this morning. I was going to carve a bunch of fruit out for this healthy group in the shape of hearts, but I ended up with fruit cocktail, so I just left it at home. So I apologize for that. I'll try and work something out the rest of the day. Senate Bill 239, basically, you can look at the bill. It repeals all the statutes that has South Dakota a member of the Multi-State Tax Commission. The Multi-State Tax Commission was started in the 1960s, and South Dakota became a part of that in, I think it was 1976, somewhere in there. Back in those days, and since then, the Multi-State Tax Commission has dealt mostly with income tax issues, corporate income tax, and states with income taxes. Over the years, in the 70s, of course, we dealt with income tax in South Dakota, deciding whether we were going to have it or not. So it was probably a good thing to be a part of at that time. Since then, we don't have a corporate income tax, we don't have a state income tax, and our Department of Revenue has many other options. They're part of the Federal Tax Administrators, Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board, which I and Senator Peters, former Representative Dennert, and Senator Hansen were all members of. There'll be some more going to that, being appointed to that this year. We deal with a broad sales tax, and that's kind of our big issue here in South Dakota. This basically saves us about $12,000 a year. It doesn't take us away from any of the opportunities the Multi-State Tax Commission offers us. We can still go to their meetings. We can still be a part of the continuing education for a fee. And some of the stuff that the Multi-State Tax Commission would offer, whether it be audits, so they want to come in and do some auditing, you still have to pay for that even if you're a member. That's basically what the bill does. I know the Secretary had been, when we were on the Senate side, had come and testified that this doesn't take any tools away from him, and so I would urge your support of Senate Bill 239. Thank you.
For the record, I think, please identify yourself.
Valentine, no, okay. Representative Justin Cronin, District 23. I apologize.
It's not like we don't know you, but the internet and listeners can't see you.
Well, and if they did.
Are there any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Andy Gerlach, Secretary of Revenue. Just a couple of comments, and I would like to echo some of them that Representative Cronin made. And it was good to work with he and Senator Peters on this. And as he stated, both the Senator and the Representative and I serve on the governing board of the Streamlined Sales Tax Organization. In addition, I'm a member of the Federation of Tax Administrators. The Multi-States Tax Commission also gives us a tool that we can use in the Department of Revenue to train our staff. We work with their audit committees. We work with their nexus committees. We send many of our staff to their training, and they do a good job. When we looked at this proposal, we looked at it like a red tape review. If you look at the statute, it was established in the middle 1970s. As things evolved, as times evolved, as tax policies evolved, some of our memberships evolve also. I think the Federation of Tax Administrators and Streamline do an excellent job. I think MTC also has a role in how we establish tax policy, but I think that the legislation before you is more applicable in how we're going forward in South Dakota. So I support both the Senator and Representative's efforts with this, and I'd be happy to take any questions as needed.
Are there any other proponents? Are there any other proponents? Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Committee questions? Representative Warner.
Thank you. Question, is this $12,000 would be an expenditure that we would not have for 2013 yet? Have we paid that this year? Would it be for 14, and how is it reflected in the governor's budget?
Mr. Chair. Yes, Representative Warner. Each year, we, at the calendar year, pay a due to the Multi-States Tax Commission, $21,000 a year. This money is currently in our budget, and it's in our request as well. I would ask the committee that continues to be in there. One of the changes that's made here is that with this change in membership, our dues do go up a little. Now, when we put this proposal together, I continue to want to participate in the training. So we're going to have to pay a little bit more for our training, and we're going to need some dollars to do that. And what we want to do is offset them by the decrease in the membership dollars.
So what I'm taking here is what's in the governor's budget for number for 13 and 14 is staying. We need to maintain that amount. This is just allowing you to shift some of those dollars by decreasing this membership out of there. Is that correct?
I would request the ability to do so.
Representative Holly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I partially answered my question. So the Multi-State Tax Commission does training, and you still will be able to access that. And I'm looking at a breakdown of the charges. It looks like its general membership is $12,000-some, and then the Nexus program fee is $9,714. What's the Nexus program? We're not going to be part of that either then?
Mr. Chair? Yes, we will. With this change, we will continue to be part of the Nexus program. And one of the good things that Multi-States does is that they work with companies to do audits across the country. From those audits, then there's some money, some revenue generated. South Dakota, over the last 4 years, has gotten about $90,000 from MTC and some of their audit programs. Representative Hawley, we will continue to participate in that. We'll still continue to get some money back every year through MTC's efforts, and I think it continues to be important that we're part of their audit program. And this bill will allow us to do so.
So then we're going to just drop the general membership assessment for $12,000 is all we're doing here then?
That's correct.
Okay.
Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sir, if we drop out of this membership at this point in time and 5 years down the road we decide we'd like to get back into it, do we have that ability to get back into it?
Mr. Chair, yes. Well, we will continue to be a member at the associate level, not the sovereign level before. So we have the ability to basically be at any member level that we would like. We're not totally disengaging our association, our membership from MTC. We're just making it more applicable.
Any further questions? Representative Whisper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Secretary Gerlach, do we have any current state employees that are participating in any programs of the MTC?
Mr. Chair. We have many employees to go to training. I think what you're referencing, Representative Wismer, is do we have anybody that is currently in a leadership position on their audit or Nexus committee? The answer is no. And one of the reasons why is with their audit committee, they do some sales tax audit, but it's more toward income tax. So in 1993, we moved away from being one of the active leadership members of their audit committee because philosophically, they go more toward income tax, as the representative stated, and I think that the streamline program, of which we have several members of our staff that are on leadership committees, is more applicable, and that's where we focused our efforts.
So do we have any state employees that are members of committees of MTC?
Currently, no.
Follow-up? Will they not be, do they not address any bank franchise tax issues? Would they be helpful in that regard?
Sure. Yes, they do. Being an income tax based organization, they do look at bank franchise tax. We dialogue with them on bank franchise tax. If you look at bank franchise tax in South Dakota right now, we use a three-factor formula that was originally established by the Multi-States Tax Commission. So we'll continue to look at and dialogue with them as that subject continues to be discussed, not only in South Dakota, but around the country.
So you're saying we'll still participate because there is quite a bit of training. We want to participate, but we don't want to pay the membership fee? I mean, is that, that really sounds like what you're saying.
That's true. Yes, we do want to participate. We want to pay a membership fee that I think is commensurate with our participation level.
And what would, and that membership fee is?
$12,000 versus the
$21,000.
Thank you. Representative
Mickelson. And Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mr. I assume that you could choose to rejoin at a higher level without statutory authority. There was just a statute on the books that required you to join at this level. We're removing that requirement. And then, if he so chose, I mean, he could make, you could make that decision to rejoin again if it ever, if you ever deem that to be the best decision for your agency.
Representative Mickelson, well put. Correct.
If there are no further questions, committee discussion. Seeing no discussion, committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd recommend a due pass on Senate Bill 239.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's some motion and second. Is there a discussion on the motion? Representative Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I looked at this just a little bit to try to figure out what was going on because I knew that this was an entity that South Dakota had had a long history with. We've sent a lot of, actually a lot of former, or some former Department of Revenue people have ended up working at this entity, I believe, although I may be mixed up between that one and the streamlined sales tax. I'm a little uncomfortable with the concept of wanting to participate in the benefits but not wanting to pay a membership fee. We're going to have to pay a little higher membership fee for any participation by our Department of Revenue employees in the training. And from what information I had, we have had relatively recent participation within just the last couple, 3 years in both training and attendance at annual meetings of the commission. In what I saw, I didn't see strictly the focus on income tax. I also saw the Nexus program has had receipts over the last several years that are approximately equal in average to the membership fee that we've paid. And I just have a problem with saying, yeah, I want the benefits, but I don't want to have to pay the membership fee, and I don't want to be identified as being a member of this group. I think it's important that you you stand up and pay your fair share, and so I'll be voting against this. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the vote.
Wismer.
No.
Hawley.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Mickelson.
Aye.
Werner.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Romkema.
Aye.
8 yeas, 1 nay.
Having received sufficient votes, Senate Bill 239 is declared passed.
chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're adjourned.